And you're listening to the Fabtacular 1 hour special show. The Fabtacular 1 hour. Damn it! I just enjoy the show.
And then, so you think, well, fuck driving. I don't want to drive through Sydney. It's fucking shit. So then you're like, okay, I'll take public transport instead.
No.
No.
No, you don't take public transport.
Absolutely not.
No. You know why?
Buses.
Because of the buses.
It's not real public transport. No, because it's a shitty compromise.
Yeah, okay. You go to Melbourne, you got yourself some trams, and you go, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Trams
cool. Easy.
I'd do a tram. Sorry, go on.
Well.
Come on, don't tell me. Trams.
Trams do get me off. They get me off a little bit.
That tram driver, even hotter.
That Indian one.
One who just shouts at me for not validating my ticket.
Oh, just great. Well, yes. Okay, I'll give you a personal experience. I was up there with my girlfriend, Beth, and we were going to go into the city. We didn't have anyone to help us out. We didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Didn't know how the ticketing system works.
Yeah, you're in Chinatown. Whatever. No one spoke English.
No, of course not.
Because Chinatown. What the fuck? Of course you don't speak English in Chinatown.
They were just kept on offering us dumplings.
I know. And you're like, fuck off. I've already had dumplings. Just the other guy who offered me dumplings. I took his offer. I'm sick of it, okay? I don't even like dumplings. I'm allergic to them. Why? I don't even care.
Why did I eat the first one? I've got a bloated face. I've got lumps all over my face.
I'm on the floor and I'm throbbing from the mouth, which is a hot look, by the way. Any women out there thinking, you know, throbbing from the mouth, not great.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot. Please froth from the mouth.
In fact, if you're an Indian tram driver and you're throbbing from the mouth, hot. Hot.
Hot.
Hot. What, is there a song that has like a hot bit? Like...
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know how Akon's lonely? It's so lonely. It's like lonely. Is there like hot, 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 hot?
It's feeling hot, hot.
Yeah, there you go. There's a song.
All right. Anyway.
We're not playing that next.
No, we're not, because I don't have it on my iPod. I don't even know who it's by.
You're a disgrace.
Well, we wanted to get into the city and check out the sights. So we went up to the bus and the first one came along. It said prepaid because they have some kind of prepaid ticketing system.
Right, right.
Which, you know, we're like, okay, we don't have tickets. Just leave that one. We went up to the next bus, you know, all seemed cool. Other people got on fine. We get on. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know the ticketing system. We just want to get across the bridge into the city. And his response was, nah, it's prepaid only. Just that.
So you don't actually buy the ticket when you get on the bus like you do in Melbourne?
No, not. Like, maybe you can on some buses, but...
But surely, like, wouldn't there be a ticket machine outside the bus stop?
No, you have to go to, like, a convenience store.
God damn it.
But, you know, 7 out of 10 convenience stores don't sell tickets.
Wow.
That's not convenient at all!
Especially when you don't understand what they're saying in their weird language. It's like, what are you saying, bro? I just want to pay for my petrol. No, I don't want a Coke.
I mean, all we wanted, I was nothing but polite, and I'm just a tourist. You could tell I didn't have a clue how to get to the city, and all he did was he just kicked us off the bus.
Oh, man. Do you need a hug?
I do.
You're not getting a hug.
You're a dick.
But you're supposed to be, I say, do you want a hug? It's like, nice. And then you'd be polite. You're like, no, I don't need it. Thanks.
But
thanks
I really needed a hug.
Tom, I'm not giving you a hug, Tom.
Okay. Okay, fine. Jesus. Fine.
Now I'm crying.
Oh, shit.
I've just gotten depressed. So, yeah, Sydney. Also, apparently, lack of brothels.
There is
that ruined your vacation, didn't
distinct
it?
Lack of brothels. Because we're both open-minded.
I know.
My
you and Beth just in the hotel room thinking, what are we doing?
We've got a spare hour and a half, you know? Why not go to a brothel? None. Maybe found one.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, all Asians. And
you know, you already used up your bag of heroin that you picked up.
Exactly.
A kilo worth.
I spent that on the crazy road system.
Yeah. You said, hey, listen, I'll tell you what, I don't have a ticket, but do you want a bag of heroin? It's worth at least a mil in street value. Come on, that's enough to pay for the ticket. He's like, nah, not taking it.
Didn't want to bar. It's just disappointing. And, you know, I somehow got a bag of heroin, but I did not see enough creepy men selling drugs to minors. I did not see enough of that in Sydney.
You go to Melbourne, you know, first every thing you see, corner, you get off the airport. What do you see?
There's a guy trying to sell you heroin.
Exactly.
It was so lovely to get
but
back
who's,
to Melbourne and
who's
see
he,
that.
Who's he selling it to, though? Minors.
To minors.
Exactly. That's the key point.
That's exactly what we're trying to say here.
You know what? I don't even want to talk. I can't even... If I say Sydney, I'm just going to feel disgraced.
Yeah,
I can't even mention the place, like, seriously.
Sydney, it did have nice-looking buildings, I guess. I'm going to give it that. Yeah. I have to give it something.
Yeah, it's got people.
It's got
Australians
it's got a
living
lot,
there.
A lot of people. A lot of people.
A lot of ferries.
Oh, yeah, ferries.
That's retarded. Kids taking the ferry to school.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's just, what if the ferry drowns? You're stuffed and the kids can't swim. Those kids are fucked. They are fucked if
They're
they can't
fucked.
Swim. Fact. You heard it here first, here on
Sydney
the Fabtacular.
Makes you fucked.
Well, let's... do you know what else makes you fucked? Arctic Monkeys, which is coming up next.
On the Fat-tacular. One-hour special.
Yes, and of course, before we were mentioning the Facebook page, please join. We've got hundreds of members, or fans, more so, joining. And, you know, it really, it helps us.
It's like an ego boost for us, just, you know, like to have some people that we know actually listen to the show.
Yeah, exactly, because every time five members join, it's kind of like, it makes up for every time my mum doesn't tell me she loves me.
Exactly. So it's, you know. Exactly. It's like the time, like, I get left at home without dinner because my parents have gone on a 7-week sex vacation.
I know. And they don't even come back after the 6-7 weeks.
They just go, oh, yeah, you have to pay off the mortgage this week.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
did you leave money? No.
What am I supposed to do?
I know.
It's
you know, I've had to force my younger brother, or your younger brother, more so, into prostitution.
Yeah, well, I mean,
while you're at home watching TV.
He is very good at it, I must admit. He's probably one of the better prostitutes I've seen.
I was his first customer. Kind of a test, you know, a bit of pilot.
Just like,
you know?
like a friend thing, so it's not awkward.
Yeah, not awkward. Not as much. You know, when he screams my name, Julius.
It's just not, it's normal, really, because, not, you know, as awkward.
Yeah, because, you know, he knows me. Now,
that was a bit rude. So bit we will rude. Apologize to everyone that's listening around the world.
Yes.
Because we are streaming online all around the world.
Absolutely. People in China. Ni hao. See? Now, we thought, you know, people around the world, in this segment called We Love That Effing Country.
We do love that effing country.
All countries, in fact.
Yeah, well, not just, you know, we're not going to say all of the countries on the one app. We've got to stretch it out.
Yeah, we should have called it We Love the Globe, except North Korea and all the other naughty countries. We don't want to exclude people from other countries.
No, we really don't. You know. We'll start with, why not Libya? There's a lot going on in Libya.
Yeah.
I've heard that apparently there's been some riots or something like that.
Haven't heard nothing? Right, really?
Riots about, like... No?
Richard Nixon, I heard he's in the news, but...
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, well, I thought Libya? I heard something about Libya. There was people...
Oh, yeah, Gaddafi, yes. Oh, Gaddafi. Oh, yeah, he's been fucking up. And, man, how bad would it be to be Gaddafi at the moment?
It's like,
I'm about to die. But, you know, that's cool. I'm just going to continue.
He's just going to... Well, he's obviously... Someone's going to kill him eventually, so... It's kind of like, well, why not just send the country into ruins? I'm not going to be here.
You're going to die anyway. But also, Gaddafi. Now, I've seen some pictures. You thought Kim Kardashian was hot. Oh, man. See, they're both kind of Middle Eastern, right? They're both a bit got Persian.
It's like that little Oriental feel going on. It's a bit sexy.
Man, there's been actually some released, leaked pics of Gaddafi's ass.
Oh, wow.
And including the Gaddafi sex tape, which I've watched religiously over the past week.
Is it good?
It is. It's hotter than an Indian throffing from the mouth who drives a tram.
That's hot. That's hot.
It was so hot, my dick hurts. It officially hurt. In fact, during that song, I had a sneak peek. Tom can't stop watching it.
I know. It's on the screen right now.
Yeah, we've had to mute it though for
just because, you know,
privacy reasons. You know,
it's not safe for work. If you're listening to it at work, it's just not safe.
Exactly. Of course, this is uni where it's not work.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's Libya.
Yeah, Libya.
You know,
wonderful country. Thanks to all everyone living in Libya.
And
any rebels
listening? I mean, I think they cut your internet off, so you wouldn't be able to listen. But thank you if somehow you are.
Thank you for those. In fact, you know what? Fuck you for not listening. How dare you,
Libyans? Yeah, how dare you? Just because you're out riding all the time doesn't mean you just can't
tune
in.
Selfish bastards.
It's just fucking rude.
You have time to protest and no time to listen to the show.
That's just a shithouse.
God, anyway.
Well, we'll move on. We'll move on to Madagascar. What? Madagascar? Is that even a country?
I don't know.
It's full of cartoon animals, apparently.
What the fuck? Cartoon animals can't talk? That's fucked.
Fuck Madagascar.
Fuck. Do you know what's more fucked than Madagascar?
Yeah, what?
Cars. The country cars. What the fuck?
How do you operate a workshop on cars if you're a car
exactly.
yourself?
Exactly. A car can't fucking work on a car. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's bullshit. It's just fucked. Everyone's a fucking car. You'd be a car. What the fuck?
Well, apparently car sex is amazing.
Oh, the sex is amazing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Just, you know, especially...
Ooh, the uncut version of cars.
Those pimped up cars with several exhausts. Oh, man. You can choose. There's options.
Shit. Oh, shit hot, man.
It's better than an Indian who's...
Frothing from the mouth?
Frothing from the mouth who's Gaddafi. Oh, man. Oh, boy. So good.
Now we move on to Luxembourg.
What the fuck? Seriously, what is this country?
Are you sure that someone just didn't make this country up on Wikipedia?
I think cars is more of a country than Luxembourg. Seriously.
Yeah, like, I think it's probably just full of communists and sex fiends.
It's a known fact. Luxembourg, everyone in Luxembourg is either a sex fiend or a communist.
Yeah, well, fuck Luxembourg.
Or is non-existent, because I don't know where the fuck this country is.
Where is it? In Europe?
Yeah, what the fuck's Europe? What? Does Europe even exist, Tom?
I don't know. Does anything exist? I'm confused.
No, we are not doing Year 12 English.
We're not doing
Who's
philosophy.
Reality?
Who's what?
Fuck that. Philosophy's fucked. If you do philosophy, tune out. But join the Faptacular
One Hour Special on Facebook.
Because if you don't, I'll cut you.
And if you get 30 members, you'll see a picture of Julius's feet.
Yeah, and you can touch it if you are the 30th.
Exactly. That's always a good bonus. And I've heard that a lot of people in Canada are getting on that. They want to see your feet.
Absolutely.
We love Canada.
I love Canada. It's just they've got so much water.
It's everything's just so nice. You go over there, everyone's friendly. There's multilingual.
Exactly.
Like, lots of different languages going on. A little bit French. That's sexy.
Seth Rogen's from Canada.
And he's awesome. So many wicked movies.
I know. Like 40-Year-Old Virgin. Awesome.
And Pineapple Express.
Yes.
Even better.
Yes.
It's great. We love Canada here.
We love Canada. We love Seth Rogen.
And we hate Luxembourg, Madagascar, and Libya.
Luxembourg. How do you even pronounce it? It's not even an English word.
Luxembourg. If anyone wants to hear a specific country, say if you're listening in somewhere in Africa, I think Mexico. We may stray away from Japan.
Yeah,
it's probably a little too early to make some jokes.
But how about Mexico? The drug war going there? If you're in the drug war, text in. How can I get some cheap pot?
Well, exactly. Post the Facebook. If anyone actually wants us to talk about a country, please tell us and we will put it on the show next week.
Yes, absolutely.
This is legit segment. We've just set it up. We love that effing country.
We love that effing country. And of course, next week, other countries that we effing love.
And, apparently so far we only love Canada.
But, you know, there's 180 countries, apparently. So,
we've got a lot of milking to do,
Tom.
I'm going
to
say it's 179, because Luxembourg does not count.
It's not a fucking country. Cars is more... But then again, cars. So if you add cars, it's 180.
Yeah, good.
Fucking Luxembourg.